Yo, what's up, everybody? Since you guys all know it is tax season, I want you guys to know that today's sponsor is brought to you by Magnolia Tax Services. If you're a business owner or a high-earning individual, take control of your finances with the tailored tax planning services of Magnolia Tax Services. Their team of certified public accountants and enrolled agents specializes in maximizing savings for individuals and businesses by utilizing the latest tax laws and strategies. From complex business structures to high net worth individuals, they'll develop a customized plan to minimize your tax liability and increase your bottom line. Don't leave money on the table. Contact our partners at Magnolia Tax Services today for a consultation and get a $100 credit towards your service by clicking the link in the show notes. That's right, guys. Like I said in the beginning, it is tax season, so you want to make sure you tap in with my guys at Magnolia Tax Service today. And once again, that link is in the show notes. And now we'll get right into the show.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.
Yo, 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 welcome back to the greatest show on earth, the Millionaire Mindset Podcast. I am your host, Xavier, and today I got another crazy, dope, legendary episode for y'all. But before we get started, I would like to advise all the watchers, all the listeners, to please subscribe to the channel, leave us a five-star rating and review, like, share, do all those things. We would greatly appreciate it because this is going to be another episode with a whole lot of game. And getting right into it, I got two very, very special guests, man. I got Elijah and Jasmine. They're going crazy in the real estate space, specifically dealing with land. I got them on the show today. They're about to drop a lot of gems. So welcome to the show, y'all. What's good?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So getting right into it, man. So for the people, this may be their first time seeing or hearing y'all. Do y'all mind giving a brief background on yourselves? Whoever want to go first, y'all.
Yeah, my name is Elijah Bryant. I'm from Staten Island, New York. You know, born and raised. I'm based out in Tampa, Florida now. And what I do and what y'all going to listen to today is I flip land nationwide.
Okay. What's up, y'all? I'm Jasmine. I'm born and raised in Miami, Florida. I'm based out of Tampa as well. I am a full-time real estate land wholesaler. Okay. Also, you know, flip land, if you guys don't know what wholesaling is. But, you know, I'm blessed to be here. Appreciate you for bringing us on the show today.
For sure. And getting right into it, man. So, like, when people hear that, I hear a land wholesaler, you flip land. What does that mean? Just for the person that hear that, and they like, I know what flip houses mean. What does flipping land mean? What is that?
So, flipping land, similar to, like, wholesaling houses, I noticed that you have multiple people that wholesale houses on the podcast. But flipping land is very similar. You know, we're getting it under contract with a seller where then we're assigning that contract to a builder, and we're getting the profit in the middle.
Okay, so how, like, I'm trying to think of the way to ask it. Well, why is people, because we know why people buy homes, they might want to live there, or they might want to flip it. What's the reason that you see people typically, they just buy land, plots of land like that?
Yeah, so we flip this land to developers.
Okay.
So the developers.
Okay, they build it on it.
Yeah, they're going to build houses. So just like with houses, right? You'll get it under contract, a rundown house, and then you'll fix it up and then sell it on the market. So that's what the builders is doing with land. They're getting these vacant lots. They're building new construction homes, and then they're selling it on the market.
Okay. And what made y'all go this route instead of the traditional, you know, buy and hold, buy and flip, wholesaling, just regular properties? What made y'all go this route instead?
Yeah, so one, when I was doing houses, it was a lot of competition. I was getting great success at it, but the competition was crazy. Everybody's doing it.
Yep.
And my mindset is I don't want to hustle on a crowded block. I don't want to do what everybody's doing. So that's when I thought about, like, what's everybody not doing? And then that's when I came across, you know, wholesaling land.
That's it. So what was that first deal, that land deal you did? What was that? How'd that go?
Yeah, so actually, I used to pull, like, the code violations list from the county. So while I was doing houses, you know, when you pull the code violations from the county, you get everything. You get the commercial units, you get houses, you get land. So I had a land deal in my pipeline. I didn't know it was a deal. I consulted with a couple of my friends in Tampa, and they told me it was a deal. And literally, I found a developer, and I made $6,000 on that deal within 25-30 days.
How much money you had to put up?
It was literally, well, besides the programs, free, because you could get the code violations from the county for free. So literally, I got the code violations list from the county. The only thing I had to pay for is, you know, my phone bill to reach the seller.
To reach the sellers.
And then, yeah, the developer I found on Google.
Really?
Yeah.
Just typed in
spec home builders. I seen that they were building. They literally have on their contact page, you know, like we buy land. And then you could put the land submission on their website. And that's what I did. They contacted me and literally made $6,000 in 30 days.
For 30 days, real quick, just for the land.
Just that.
And so at this point, this is what you're doing full time now, just flipping land, buying land. Just flipping land.
Flipping land, yep.
Same for you, Jasmine. Yep. So how you get started in it?
I actually hit up Eli. I saw that he was, you know, offering consultation calls. So I saw that he was in, you know, wholesaling as well. And, you know, he was doing a lot of deals. So I saw that he was actually doing it. Yeah, he was actually doing mm-hmm. it. And, you know, he said that he was doing consultation calls. He was charging $300 at the time for 30 minutes of his time to teach me or, you know, anybody. Yeah,
that's low too.
Yeah. So, you know what? I was like, you know what? I'm going to just
take that chance,
take that risk, bet on myself and, you know, pay him that $300. And, you know, during that 30 minute call that we had, you know, he showed me from A to Z what to do in order to get, you know, my first land deal. And then, you know, from that call, I actually took all that information and I got to work. The next day, I locked up my first land deal and I made $9,500 from it.
Damn.
The next day.
I was hustling.
Whoa. So hold on, wait. It's two things on part of that. The first thing is it shows why you can never be afraid to pay for mentorship, coaching, and stuff like that. So many people these days specifically, they want to do something, they want to get into something, but it's like, nah, F that, I'm going to just figure it out on my own.
Right.
And then they go through all these problems, all these headaches, all this unnecessary stuff they never really had to go through if they just hired the right person that could help avoid all that. They get themselves on the right path, and you contacted him, literally made, you made $9,500 the next day. So break that down, though. Like, how did you do that?
So I purchased a dollar from Batch Dollar, and then it's a triple line dollar where they also provide you leads. But,
okay.
You know, you can upload your list and then you make calls. So I also used another system called PropStream to where I could pull mm-hmm. a list of landowners to actually target them and, you know, market to. So what I did, I pulled that list, I skip traced it, which means to, you know, purchase to the numbers to reach out to these people. And, you know, I uploaded that list into the dollar. And then, you know, I was just sitting on the dollar 6 hours a day calling, making calls, making offers until I got that first one.
You got that first one.
Yeah. And it's crazy because she didn't just get that first deal. That same week, she got two more deals.
Two more. Yeah. So
really?
In reality, I got like three deals that same week.
How much was the second and third deal?
The second one was $6,000. The third one was $10,000.
So that's like 25 bands.
Yeah. Yes.
Within what?
And I made all that within 30 days.
Within 30 days after paying somebody $300 to get you some game.
Yep.
That's crazy, dog.
And this is, it's not just her. You know, I have multiple people that hit me up and to do a consultation call. Because at this time, and like I was saying, with land, it's so much opportunities. It's so much land out here. And then not that many people's doing it, right? If you YouTube wholesaling real estate, all you're going to see is houses. You're not going to see, like, nobody's really teaching wholesaling land, which it means is not saturated. You know, it's a lot of opportunities. So, yeah, she literally hit me up and then got straight to work and got those deals.
So for the person that's listening to this, right, and this, like I said, this could be their first time even hearing something like this. And they're like, hold on, this sound wild. Like, how they do this quick? What do they even need to start doing this? Like, do they, I'm asking this question from like a person that I'm trying to be in somebody else's shoes that might not know nothing about this. And they like, do I need certificates? What do I need to get started in this? Do I need a lot of money? Like, what do I need?
Yeah, so you don't need a real estate license to do this. And really, all you need is a phone, a laptop, and hustle. That's all you need. Like last year, I literally made $30,000 just from Facebook Marketplace, mm-hmm. reaching out to sellers on Facebook Marketplace and reaching developers on Google, and then just connecting the two, being the middleman. And that's all you really need. Now, if you want to be more efficient to get more deals, that's when you buy like programs like PropStream and the dialer to make calls. Because when you buy the triple line dialer, you could literally call about 5 to 1,000 people within a day. But if it's, you know, if you're just picking up the phone and hand dialing. It's going to take forever to call 1,000 people. Perhaps. So that's all you really need.
Man, that's life changing for real. But I want to go back specifically talking about like starting in the beginning process, because mm-hmm. I know before we started, you was telling me how you just had your first 100K month. So first, I want to say congratulations to that. That's big. But we're gonna go more into that in a minute. But take me to like the beginning when you first started. Like, how long did it even take you to get to this point?
So to bring it back, right? I'm originally from Staten Island, New York.
Right.
I'm watching, you know, at this time, I was door dashing. You know, I got the opportunity to play in El Salvador basketball. Once I got back, I didn't have a job. So that's where I was door dashing. I was living in my mom's basement at the time. And, you know, we're watching YouTube videos. We come across this dude. His name is Dan Green. And he's talking about how he moved from Jacksonville to Tampa, Florida. And he made $300,000 in 1 year wholesaling real estate. Right. That like immediately intrigued me and I hit him up. My mom was like, hit him up. So I DM'd him and he said, move to Florida. Like, literally, for real, he said, you know, and I packed up my stuff. My mom gave me her car and I moved to Florida. Yep. So I worked for him for a little bit, you know, to make a long story short. I worked for him for a little bit. Then I started doing it myself. I was doing houses that first year. I closed 12 house deals, right? And then that's when I noticed that it was getting competitive. So that's when I switched over to the land space. And then that's when it was literally back to back. I was getting deals where it's like 9,000, 10,000, 15,000, back to back to back. And at the time, I didn't really want to tell nobody. I wanted to keep it to myself because it was like, I felt like I struck gold. Like, you know, the California gold rush. You hit the gold rush. You're not really trying to tell nobody, right?
You're trying to keep that.
But it was getting to the point where it's like, you know what? I feel like I could impact people. I could help somebody else out. So then that's when I was like, I'm doing consultation calls. Whoever's willing to take that step, right? 300 for 30 minutes. Not everybody's willing to take that step.
That's right.
But the people that did, they had great success, like Jazz.
That's dope, man. Because that's pretty much all I can say about that. That's crazy. But I want to go back to the story with you driving to Tampa, because that's an interesting story itself, that your mom actually was willing to, like, because let's be real. 9 times out of 10, anybody else, our parents are like, boy, sit your ass down. You my what to go where? Like, get out of here. So talk about, like, that relationship with your mom, that she had that faith in you, actually pushed you to do it. Because, like I said, most parents, they would not push their kid to do that and take their car while doing it.
Yeah. So my mom was, like, very disciplined growing up. You know, I couldn't just go outside. I would have to, if I'm going outside for 2 hours, I'm coming back and reading and writing a synopsis for an hour, hour and a half. So it always supplement. If I'm playing, I always have to come back to work. So with that, she already knew I had to work
ethic. You had to work at it.
When I was playing basketball, I was in the gym 5 a.m. before school. I was always practicing. You know, I'm small. Being able to play basketball on the next level, that doesn't just happen. That's all for hard work, dedication, consistency. So I already had that. Now, from reading books, Think and Grow Rich, right? Mm-hmm. Chapter 17, what they talk about, sexual transmutation. All I did was transfer that energy that I had in basketball, that hard work, that passion, and then transferred it over to real estate. And then that's when everything took off. So she seen that in me since young. So now with this opportunity, I get to work for Dan. She's like, take the call. Do it. I believe in you. I still remember that day because we was in Brooklyn at the time. 3 a.m. She's literally like praying, like, God, keep my son safe. And
you drove down there.
Drove down here.
I thought, man, that's cold. I thought you was about to say you ain't had sex for a long period of time. When you said sex, you went, okay, well, yeah, you ain't had no sex either. You really turned up. But that's an amazing story for real, bro. That's so what? How long was it when you left New York, like, and you actually started making money? What was that time frame like?
Ooh, so it took 6 months to get my deal.
That's still quick.
It's quick, but it felt like forever, bro. Because
you was at it every day.
Even when I was working for Dan, I'm not, you know, at the time I didn't have that much experience cold calling. So I wasn't really good on the phones. So when I was working for him, you know, I'm getting people cursing me out. Yeah, all of that. But with, you know, practicing, continuously doing it, I used to like record him. Once I got back home, I'll practice his script and what he would say in the mirror. So after doing that for a long period of time, I eventually started getting good. And then that's when everything started taking off.
And what year is this when you left?
This was 2019.
So this is 4 years ago.
Yeah.
That's quick, man. And now, like you just said, you just had your first 100K month. Talk about that. How was you able to do that?
Yeah, so really that's from actually people buying into the program.
Mm-hmm.
But also from closing deals too. You know, put them both together. And that's when
it's turned up. What's the biggest deal y'all closed regarding land?
Me, $17,000.
And me, what was it, 39, I believe?
Where was it at?
This was in North Carolina.
Okay. What about yours?
Mine was in Port Charlotte, Florida.
Break down the deal. Both of y'all, break it down how that deal went.
So the one in North Carolina, my boy, my acquisitions at the time, Jamal, shout out to Jamal, he actually got this deal. He co-called him. And we didn't even know it was a deal at the time. We had another great wholesaler who actually presented the buyer at the time. His name is Jeff. And they wanted, I think we got it for 45. The builder came in at like 100 plus, 100,000, like 115,000. We didn't double close on it. So the deal didn't go through, which allowed me to, you know, strategize now, right? So now I know this is a deal. So what I did was I ended up buying the deal and then I resold it to a developer. And I think what they came at somewhere in the 80s. Okay. And yeah.
Simple. What about you?
For my deal, I was texting a list of multifamily lists in Port Charlotte. And this one seller, she did respond back and said that she was interested in selling. So she asked me, you know, what was my offer? I gave her an offer range of 20 to 25,000. I already knew that I had a buyer that can pay for that lot for 35 to 40,000. So, you know, once I gave her my offer range, she never responded. So I was like, well, this is, you know, this might be, you know, a hot lead because she was interested in selling. So let me call her up. I called her and then she was like, hey, yeah, you know, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you, but I am interested in selling. And, you know, that price range sounds good. So like, what's your, you know, your hard offer? So I hit it right in the middle at 23K. And she's like, okay, that sounds good. I'll take it. You know, I don't really have any use for it. And, you know, my kids are all grown. I want to move to New Zealand. So I was like, okay, you know, let's get it done. I'll go ahead and send over a purchase agreement. And, you know, we locked it up at 23,000 and I sold it to my buyer for 40 grand.
Wow. What makes a land deal a good deal? Because with real estate and homes, it's certain things you evaluate with the home to know, all right, this is a good property to buy. With land, what are those things you see that you know, like, this is a good deal right here?
So, like, what we do in our strategy is we focus on, like, the market and the builders first. So when the builder says that he's paying $20,000 in this area, all we do is we offer lower than $20,000. And that's why this game is like so important, because it's fairly simple, right? So if he says he's paying $20,000 in Texas or Dallas, all I'm doing is I'm just offering everybody $10,000, and eventually one or two people is gonna stick. It's a numbers game, right? If I'm reaching out to 1,000 people, one or two of those people accept the offer, you make $10,000.
regarding the buyers list, how y'all doing that to find y'all buyers?
Cold calling buyers. Cold calling. Yeah, cold calling spec home builders from Google, or, you know, pulling a list off of PropStream, you know, seeing those builders that purchased a lot within the past year. And, you know, we just reaching out, cold calling them and getting their criteria.
You could also use Facebook Marketplace.
That's where it's at, Facebook.
Facebook Marketplace is where it's at. You could find builders. Also LinkedIn, connecting with builders.
Builders on LinkedIn?
Yep. Connecting with builders on LinkedIn. PropStream.com, which is a all-service real estate provider, which the builders, the LLCs, they'll update it every 30 days so you know who exactly bought the lot in the area. And then you could just reach out to them using Open Corporates and True People Search. These is all free service providers. Mm-hmm. And you literally could make money.
Mm. Yep. What's the biggest L y'all took within this, and why was the reason it happened?
Ooh, me, I think I had a deal where I was supposed to make 10 grand on this deal, right? And the seller, one of the sellers that was on the deed actually passed away. So it was left, his wife was, you know, the surviving spouse or whatever. And, you know, during that time, you know, I'm like, okay, I'm trying to, you know, show sympathy and stuff like that, but I didn't get an addendum signed to extend the contract. So they were still, you know, going through the motions and, you know, having a funeral and stuff like that. And I already had my builder lined up, ready to go, ready to buy it. But I didn't get that addendum signed. So when it was time for closing, the seller's daughter, she saw that, you know, what I was going to be making. And she was like, oh, no, like, I feel like we should, you know, we should get more. So in reality, she was going to not close because I didn't get that addendum. So basically, my initial purchase agreement was already expired. And she was like, well, you know, I have the right to not even, you know, move forward with it because our contract expired. So in reality, I end up, you know, cutting my assignment fee in half to satisfy her to actually get the deal to the closing table, in which, you know, I could have made 10, but I end up making 5.
And me,
still a win.
Yeah, I had this deal where I got the lot for $20,000. The builder was at $38,000, right? We made it all the way to the closing table, closed the deal. The seller calls me up, you know, within 30 minutes, they try to cash in the check. And they're like, it bounced. Are you guys like fraud? What's going on? And I ended up calling the title company because they're the ones that, you know, issued the money. So I called the title company. It's like, what's going on? They say, we noticed that the seller, he has a lien on his name from the courthouse. And it's crazy because the seller actually didn't have a lien on his name. It was just somebody that had the same name as them. So, yeah, the title company, unfortunately, didn't do their due diligence. So they made a mistake. Now the seller, he knows how much I'm making now.
Now you're like, oh, no. When they find that out, they like, hold on.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. So the deal, you know, basically.
It didn't go through.
It didn't go through.
Damn.
And, yeah, the seller, you know, ended up selling to the builder that I was using. Yep. So the title company, $18,000.
18 bands.
Right when I was like up and coming too. So I needed that 18.
You probably had in your mind, you probably had any idea on what you about to do with this bread and all that.
All of that. I already knew. But you know, it happens.
Business.
It's business.
Yeah, that's business. Everything don't go. It's plenty of times in business, you this close, like you said, at that closing table, something to go through and then something go wrong. Yeah. And it turned everything a whole 180. You like, what the hell? That's why they say, that's what they get to saying, don't count no bread until you got it.
Until it hits the bank account.
Until it hit the bank account. Don't be like, because so many times people be like, man, I'm about to get this on Tuesday. I'm going to be like, yo, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
Even if it's probably owed to you, ain't no telling what could happen to change everything for
real. And this is why I tell like the members of my academy, like, do not count your eggs until they hatch. Like, do not even.
Don't do it.
Don't even. If you have 100K in escrow, you really don't.
Don't.
You really have zero.
No facts.
Until that money hits your account.
Yeah. Facts.
So,
Because not only something could go wrong, something could happen where it might not be 100K no more. Yeah. You might thought you would get 100K, some knocking out is 57 or something like that. Now you're like, damn, you feel like it's still a win for you, but now you kind of feel like it's an L because you already didn't count it.
Right.
That happens a lot too. That's game, bro. So talk about like, let's say somebody listens to this, right? And they love what they're hearing. And they like, man, this for me right here. I want to get in this. Like where, and let's say they live somewhere in the middle of the country somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like wholesaling properties? Where do you go drive for dollars? Like, do you do that with land? Is you driving for land? Like, no. What? Like, what's going? Like, break that down.
Yeah. So with land, everything is virtual.
Everything. Like,
everything is virtual. We in Dallas right now. I could stay in Dallas for another 2 months and still make money, right? And that's why this game is a game changer, because you don't have to see the property. When I was doing houses, I would have to drive an hour and a half, an hour to see the seller, to show buyers houses. Like with land, no, you don't have to see the land. It don't even feel like I'm doing real estate because I never see the land unless I'm buying it for myself. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you buy land yourself too?
Yeah, I have a couple in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
What you buy, like acres and like what you?
No. So, what we focus on is infill lots. So yeah, okay. I keep those. You know, within the next year or two, I'll probably start building. But yeah, I'm just holding it because I got it for cheap. I do so much marketing that I come across these deals where a seller, right, she bought it for $200 20, 30 years ago. So when I offer her $10,000-$15,000. It don't sound bad.
Right, not at all.
And then those where I get it for real cheap, I just keep myself.
Have y'all ever had a problem or issue with like zoning? Because it is land. So like how does that work with like zoning and things like that?
For zoning, so you know, when we do pull our list, we do target specifically residential vacant lots. So, you know, when you do pull a list, everything that's in your list that you pulled is already residential because that's specifically what we targeted. Sometimes you may get, you know, one off here and there where somebody may have like a commercial lot or a zone commercial, but you know, those sometimes I just tell them, you know, I'm not interested right now. Or, you know, if I do have a builder, I'll bring it to that, you know, that builder or buyer to see if they would be interested in it. But majority of the time we just focus on residential vacant land.
Yeah, and we usually, you never really have to say, I closed 170 deals and I never came
land
across
deals?
Probably 158 land deals.
Okay.
And then the 12 house deals. But I never came across where I had to change zoning or subdivide. But those do come. I have students that subdivided and made more money because they subdivided the land.
What's the biggest, you closed over 130? Over 130 land deals. What's the biggest lesson you learned in that time period from comparing yourself to now to when you first started, just regarding land and real estate?
Just regarding land and real estate, it really comes down to me is mindset. You know, it's nothing really different from what I'm doing and everybody else. It's just me more so being consistent, continuously marketing, because I feel like whoever markets the most wins.
That's a fact.
Yep. So
that's a fact.
That's where I think I just continuously market, regardless if the market is doing good or bad. I'm gonna just continuous market.
And that's to be honest, that's within every industry. Whoever markets the most and markets the best is gonna make the most money. And this is why social media is so important, because social media gives you that opportunity to market a shit ton for free. Yep. And give you the opportunity to get your stuff in front of thousands and millions of people. So if you keep doing that, that's why when people be asking questions like, not asking questions, when they're like, I need to have this set up to post, or am I posting enough, or am I posting too much? It's like, bro, there's no such thing as posting too much, bro. On TV, when you watch TV, they show the same commercials a million times. They don't give a fuck if you've seen it 20 times already. They're going to show it again the next time. They don't care. It's like, we're going to find new people. If you've seen it, it's somebody else that didn't see it. So I think people got to have that same mentality with social media and marketing in general. Just because your own followers may have seen it, it's billions of people in the world that didn't see it.
Yeah,
so you can post as much as, you know what I'm saying, this was just with social media. You can market as much as you want and it will never get tired or oversaturated because there's just so many people in the world.
And I agree with that too, because I noticed, right, I do a lot of Instagram videos now.
I'll be seeing you. Yeah.
Yeah, so when I was just doing land, you know, I'm doing very good with just land. But with making these videos, I'm getting opportunities that I wasn't getting before. And that's just from continuously marketing, of getting myself out there, getting my message out there. So, yeah, marketing is everything.
And you know, the sooner, in my opinion, the sooner people, because it take a while to understand that as a creator, as a business person, to just say, man, I'm going to just let everything go and just market, make stuff and market. But when you understand that, you're going to see how much your business grow, how much your pockets grow. And you just say, fuck it. I'm just going to. But so too many times people care what other people think without really completely understanding that these other people ain't paying your fucking bills.
Right.
When you put yourself out there and you start making that money, you see, like, because I know firsthand, the more I market myself, the more I promote, the more money I make.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how I go. That's business for you.
Yeah.
What you think, Jazz?
I'm learning that too, especially from, you know, Eli, because I'm like, I don't really post on Instagram that much.
You don't?
Nah. But
you gotta do it.
Yeah. So he was like, you know, you in land, you doing this business in real time. You should post more about what you're doing. Post your deals. Post, you know, them emails. So, you know, I'm trying to get in that mode to where I am posting more about, you know, what I'm doing.
And you never know who's watching.
You don't.
So you may be inspiring somebody that may not say nothing, right? Just watching you from the back, but you're inspiring somebody to do land or continuously do whatever they're pursuing. So that's how I see it. If somebody sees me being consistent, doing, you know, land, posting videos, helping people out, it's going to inspire them to be great at whatever they're trying to do.
Yeah, and that consistency, that's what brings the trust. When they see you, like, man, Elijah been doing land for this amount of years. He always promoting himself. I always see him on the gram or whatever platform talking about land. Oh, I believe this person. I trust him. But when you inconsistent, you promoting yourself here, you go missing for a month. You pop up, promote a little bit, go missing for 3 months. It's like, I don't really trust this person like that. I damn sure don't trust them with no money because they too inconsistent. And people see stuff like how you do everything. It's how you do one thing. It's how you do everything. Yep. So you got to be that, because, man, that consistency is. I've been seeing you've been going. You creative with your content too. You do like the skits and then you incorporate the land and the real estate into it too. That's fire, bro.
Yeah, thank you. It's like I see the movies I love, right? Paid in Full, Friday. And then take little skits. And then I have my team in Florida, Tampa, that believe in me, right? Jazz, Sherelle, Magic. We incorporate it as a team. And I feel like that's what's even better, because now people's like, it's not just you doing it. It's not just you winning. It's all of us winning.
Are y'all like partnering up on stuff now too, you and Jazz?
Yeah, like certain deals. We don't have a deal together right now.
Okay.
But yeah, whenever... You know, if she comes across an area that I may have a builder, we'll break bread.
And let me ask you this, for personal, what's like the long-term goal y'all have with this, with land and real estate specifically?
That's a good question. For me specifically, I want to own multiple parcels of land. You know, that's not something that's, you know, normal or have been done in my family. So, you know, setting up for generational wealth to, you know, for the kids that's coming behind me, or, you know, my kids, their kids, grandkids and stuff like that. You know, I want to set that up for them because, you know, I'm the first one in my family that's doing it.
For real.
So, you know, flipping land, getting these properties for cheap, buying and holding them, you know, I can definitely, you know, set my kids up for the future.
What was
set
you doing?
My grandkids.
What was you doing before you started?
I was working at a law firm.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this allowed you, you quit?
I quit. July of last year, I quit.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. So I was having so much success from just flipping land part time. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this job no more. I'm ready to go all in.
That's fire.
It's crazy because I remember the day, right? I'm walking into my office. I had an office at the time, you know, got glazed donut, iced coffee. I get a, you know, a random call and it's like, yo, Eli. And it's like, you know, like happy tears, it sounded right? Yeah. It's like, Eli, like, I finally quit my job and I passed the six-figure mark in assignment fees. Like, this is what land is doing. When Jazz told me that, I'm like, yo, this is the best feeling. So when you say, like, what's your long-term goal with it? One, with the helping of people, that's probably one of the best feelings in the world.
Absolutely.
It's like no money in the world could pass that feeling. No currency of helping somebody, inspiring them, and them actually quitting their job, jumping off the fence, and pursuing it full time, like that's the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, because like, you know, when you jump out the porch like that, it is it can be scary.
Yeah,
like you know, some people you see people on social media talk about it, and just like yeah, do it. But the reality is, it is, even when you do it, you're gonna have moments where you question yourself. That's just human nature. Yep. You're like, am I making the right decision? Can I really do this? Even when you're successful, you still gonna have moments where you question yourself. Like, man, can I? That's why success is so important, because it gives you something to lean back on. It's like, wait, I'm tripping. I can do this. I done did it a million times. Yep. I don't know why I'm doubting myself like this, but that's just human nature. Sometimes people feel like, man, am I crazy for doubting myself? It's like, nah, bro, that's just human nature. We all have those doubts. I remember I was talking to somebody super, super successful, like nine figures, and he was telling me that at his level, he still have doubts about like the things he can do. Really? And then when he told me that, it was an eye-opener for me, because I was like, damn, even at your level, you still have moments where you're questioning like what you can do. He was like, yeah, like often too. He'd be like, I'll be questioning like, what can I do these things? And I just got to remember, like, I've done it before. I can do it. I got to build my confidence up to do it. And I was like, that's important to note, because I feel like people on smaller levels feel like it's just them that go through that.
Yeah.
A lot of people at high levels go through that shit, too.
Yeah, we all do.
We all do it. So you jumping off the porch, I want to salute you for that, because that ain't no small feat. Yeah. Especially you say you're the first person in your family to do it.
Yeah.
That's really big, man.
To touch on what you said, you know, confidence, right? So when I did put my 2 weeks in and quit my job actually, they was kind of like begging me to stay. So that job, they don't really have no part-time positions. And they called me. They was like, hey, Jasmine, like, are you open to, you know, working with us part-time? Like, we know you're leaving, but, you know, we want to offer you a part-time position because you're such a great employee. And we wanted to see what you thought about it. So, you know, honestly, you know, me second nature, like you said, Some people don't believe that they can do it. They don't have that confidence. And you know what? I thought about it and I was like, okay, well, maybe I can keep this job part time just in case I don't get any bills. It don't work out. And, you know, I can still pay my bills or whatever. Yeah. But then it took me, you know, a couple of days. I thought more into it. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take that part time job. Like, this is going to be my plan. And I'm going to make this plan work. I don't want no safety net. You know, I want that confidence in myself to know that I'm going to do it. I'm going to make it work.
Right. You got to tell you, like I like saying, you got to test those wings.
Yeah.
The only way you can really see if you can fly, if you just jump out there.
Yeah.
You got to see. And then this is another conversation I was having. I'm like, at the end of the day, like when I left the military and people were trying to, it was similar. People were trying to get me to stay in. Mm-hmm. And I said, like, at the end of the day, if it don't work out as an entrepreneur, I can always come back.
That's what I said.
The fact that I got to know for myself. I got to figure it out. Because if I don't do it and I stay, it's always going to be like that, what if?
Right.
Like, what if I left? How would it would have went?
And that was
now, that, you know what I'm saying? Now I don't have that what if no more. So that regret of, like, me, like, not knowing. Sleepless nights over that.
Yeah.
End up in the bed, like, what could have happened? You know what I'm saying?
It's just like building a muscle, right? It's like you got to continuously do it. And that's what she was doing with Lynn, and that's what I was doing, right? So after, you know, closing deals, I think you was saying you was getting two a week.
Yeah.
So at that point, it's like, I don't need this job. I already got, what, 3, 4, 6 months of savings Locked in.
Yeah.
Take that risk. You know?
Yeah. How old are y'all?
I'm 28.
I'm 29.
28. We are pretty much around the same age. Yeah. That's dope that this industry has afforded y'all the luxury of, like Jasmine said in the beginning, it's Tuesday. She in Dallas on the podcast popping shit with most people at this time is at their gig. Not saying there's something wrong with that, but it's dope when you have that freedom to kind of just live. Like even you said, I could be in Dallas for a month and I could still make money. Like that's a luxury that a lot of people simply can't really fathom, because you can't really know that feeling unless you in it for real. You know what I'm saying?
And I would say, like, for the people that is door dashing, because that's how I started, you know, don't lose faith. When you door dashing, listen to the podcast. Don't listen to music. No more rap music. No, we listening to podcasts, audibles. We getting the information that's going to take us to the next level. Once you apply that information now, that's when it feels like all I'm doing is, you know, just being consistent at what I'm doing. And it's like literally God is pointing me in the right direction to continuously keep going. and
that's real.
Put us in this situation now.
Dog, that place so real because I can't tell you how many events I've been to. No bullshit. How many events I've been to where people that walked up to me like, bro, I started listening to your podcast when I was a delivery driver for this food company, when I was door dashing. I was at one event, a 19-year-old, he came up on me like, bro, I used to be door dashing, listen to your show, I ran up 100 bands. And I was like, he was wholesaling real estate. And I was like, damn, so that is very true. Like, that's if you somebody in that position where you feel like, man, this job gig ain't shit for real. Put yourself in environments to acquire new information, because that time when you're on a roll, it's going to take so much time out of you where you might not be able to get in front of new people and learn new things. But YouTube, podcasts affords you that luxury where you could be in your crib while you're doing this work, making small amounts of money. You can learn big game. Right. And that big game is going to get you that big bread.
And I think of it like this, right? With your podcast, you have, you may, like when you're door dashing, right? You may not have the money to hire a mentor. But if you're listening to these podcasts all day, you got a mentor.
Facts.
You getting free game on YouTube. All you have to do is apply.
All you
got to
do is apply.
That's it.
No, really. Elijah, you ain't lying, bro. You is not lying for real. So talk about, because you 28, right? You said 28. So doing this, having 100K months at 28, accomplishing all these things. Bray, how did, like, let's be real. So for the people that's listening to this, they may think of these things, it sound crazy to them. Break down how that truly feels when you waking up in the morning, living this life. How do that really feel? Man. Give the people the insight to like a day in the life on how this feels.
It's literally surreal, right? Wake up, I'm on my own time. I don't have nobody telling me what to do. That's one of the best feelings in the world. Literally feel free. Now, it's me versus me. I have to put in the work. If I don't put in the work,
I'm not going
to
eat.
I'm not going to eat. And then I'm going backwards. If you're not progressing, you're regressing. There's no stagnant. So with knowing that, and I have this luxury, it's like I have to do it. Especially our ancestors, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have this luxury. They didn't have the opportunity to make 100K with their phone and laptop. Facts. Flipping land. Why not excel at it? Why not push yourself to the highest ability? So that's how I see it.
Man, that's deep right there, man. And I that's something I say all the time. I'm like, man, at the end of the day, if you got this, you ain't got no excuse. You could be anywhere in the world and get to it. But on the other side of that, something that I realized, especially, I feel like the other side to getting money at such a young age is you can feel like I've been through this myself. You can feel like, oh, I'm so lit now, I done made so much bread. You get comfortable.
Yeah.
And you get kind of complacent. And when that happens, the downside start happening immediately because you ain't working as hard. And now your pocket's affected. Now you got to build back up that momentum. So I try to remind people that the ones that is young and getting to it is keep that hunger for real. Because the moment that shit stop and you feel like, oh, I'm lit now, I'm up, it's gonna be a back seat a little bit, and it's gonna take a while for it to really hit. And then when you notice it, sometimes it could be a little too late.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I always gotta remind. This is why I stay in the gym a lot, because the gym naturally, for me at least, it builds that hunger in me. It makes me not complacent when I'm hitting these weights and hitting new weights. It's like, man, I feel good. I beat a new challenge. That translates into business and stuff like that. So I try to remind people all the time, like, bro, stay hungry, bro, because that shit. You could, it's easy, especially if you win. You ain't got no kids, nobody depending on you. It's just like, man, fuck it, I'm up. I ain't doing shit this week.
I would say, too, competition, right?
Yep.
Seeing Jazz, right? I think you said you got 40, 50,000 in escrow right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she going crazy.
Seeing the competition doing good, a lot of people would see it as like hating. No, I see it like, yo, she's doing good. I want to do good as well. Like, use your competition as leverage. Have them push you. And then that's when, you know, you do great things.
No, so. It is. Yeah, competition is everything. So I want to ask y'all this. So for the people that's listening, right, and they where you was when you left New York and your mom was willing to give you the vehicle, and where Jazz was when she was getting ready to leave her gig, they in those positions where they may not necessarily see no way out. What's y'all best piece of actionable advice for them to get started on the right path if they want to be entrepreneurs?
Whatever it is that you want to do. Take action. Like, don't sit on it and wait. Don't wait for the right time, the perfect time. Take action. Even if you are working, you know, a 9-to-5 job, and, you know, where you have that time to where you can actually put work into, you know, what you want to do, use that time wisely and, you know, always work on yourself, work on your business, and keep that mindset that, you know, you have to be consistent and, you know, move forward to what you want to do. So don't ever just give up on it, you know, keep working at it. Even at your, you know, when you are working a job as well, you know, don't say like, this job is holding me back, I can't really do too much of what I want to do. Like, use that, like you said, use that as leverage as well. You know, use that check to put into marketing, or use that check into, you know, hiring you a VA to help you with the marketing if you can't do it yourself.
I would say, like, when times get hard, go harder. So
facts.
If you at the bottom, right? If you bet, like, if you DoorDash and, like, this is the time where I'm not watching TV. I'm not watching the Super Bowl. I'm not watching NBA playoffs. I'm getting straight to work. I'm cold calling sellers. I'm working on the script. This is where you got to put the most work in, because you in the mud. But you could get out of the mud with the consistent work that you put in. So I would say, yeah, just work at it and go hard.
Yeah.
Y'all both broke it down so simple, because it really is that simple. I think a lot of times people want some kind of secret formula, some magic secret trick y'all going to give them that's going to be like, hey, listen, do these three things and it's going to happen overnight. Well, that's not the case for real. It's as simple as y'all put it. You got to be willing to put that work in and have the attitude of saying, ain't nobody going to outwork me.
Right.
That part.
And I would say this too, like, if you're around people that is not building you up, get away from them. Even if you got to be by yourself, the best thing about me leaving New York to go to Florida, it forced me to grow. It forced me, because now I'm by myself. So I had to get out of my shell. I'm naturally a shy person. Word. I like being in the background, right? But no, I knew in order for me to get in this position, in this seat, I got to put myself out there.
Mm.
I got to go to meetups. My second day in Florida, I went up to meetup, right? I met people that helped me so much in this land space from that meetup is crazy. Like, just getting yourself out there.
And Jazz, like, she was just at her job last summer. It's February 2023. That's a quick-ass turnaround.
Yeah.
So it goes to show that things can happen. Like, we always say, it ain't going to happen overnight. But just because it ain't overnight don't mean it wasn't a quick process.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It could still be a pretty quick process if you really putting that work in. If you grinding for 6 months, like, you got your head down for 6 months, your life will be completely different.
Yep.
And 6 months ain't nothing.
Right.
You know,
it go by like this.
It go, man.
We in February. We about to be in March.
It's gonna be end of summer before you know it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So if you listen to this right now in March, let's say you listen to this in March, by September, if you decide, hey, I'm finna go hard for these next 6 months, I guarantee you, you're going to have a completely different lifestyle by September. If you really commit to it, like, if you really waking up early every day, really putting in crazy hours every day, not sitting around watching Netflix, playing video games, if you really hitting the gym, eating good, working good, finding a niche, going hard, I know that I'm willing to bet any kind of bread by September, your life going to be completely different, bro.
Right.
It's going to be kind of impossible for it not to be if you're really working hard like that.
That's true.
I tell people in the program, give me 6 months. 6 months of everything you got. 6 months of everything you got. I'm telling you, you're going to get more than one deal, and then you're going to get the confidence, the proof of concept that now, if you could do one deal, you could do 10. You could do 10. You could do 100. So sky's the limit.
Yeah.
What can they? What give some? If you mind sharing, give some sauce real quick. What can they go to? Somebody listening to this and they want to do a land deal right now. As soon as they hear this, what could, like, website or anything they could go to just get the ball rolling?
I would say Facebook Marketplace and Google. Find a builder on Google. Right. Hit them up. Ask them, what price are you paying for lots in this area?
How do you find a builder on Google?
Yeah, so you'll type in spec home builders. You'll click the different websites. Don't click the ads. Click the different websites and contact each builder on that list in whatever area you're focusing on. Ask them if they're buying infill lots in this area. Ask them what price they're paying for and how many lots they're looking for in this quarter. So now that you have the information, now you could go to Facebook Marketplace. Type that same area, the same zip code, and you're going to see people that's looking to sell their land. All you're doing is offering lower, and then if they accept, you get it under contract, sign the contract with the builder, send it to the title company who's going to do like the title search. If everything comes back clear, 30 days, you make however much profit in between.
How much money has that strategy made you?
$30,000 last year without any marketing dollars.
That's wild. And I wanted people to hear that just so they know, like, this is just a quick, you just gave that play for free. A quick play that anybody could, they're hearing this podcast, they could go apply that right now. They might not get the exact same results, but they could get some money.
Yep. They could definitely.
And the money pay the bills, baby. So, you know, you gotta get to it. And this is probably one of the final questions I got for y'all. What's name y'all top three books?
I'm gonna say Think and Grow Rich.
Everybody love that one, Napoleon Hill.
Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And Atomic Habits.
Atomic Habits, that's one of my favorites. Yeah. Too. I love that one.
I'm going to say How to Win Friends and Influence People.
That's dealt with Dale Carnegie?
Carnegie. What's it called? The Game of Life and How to Play It.
I never heard that one.
Yeah, it's a short read and it's amazing. It's like it takes like scriptures from the Bible and she breaks it down with stories on how to become successful and be around the right people. And then the last one, I would say 48 Laws of Power.
Why is that? You know, 40. I love that book too. 48 Laws of Power get a lot of flack from people. Why is that one of your favorites?
I just like the mindset that it gives me, especially with me becoming a leader and, you know, growing as an individual. It's teaching me like how to move in this game of life right now.
I like you said. I like something you just said, becoming a leader, because a lot of times people feel like if they're not a leader right now, they can never be one. Mm-hmm. And if you could become a leader, that means literally what you just said, you could become a leader. It ain't going to happen overnight. Like we keep passing on, you put that work in, you could become a leader.
Right. I had to, when I was, you know, moved from New York to Florida, I worked for Dan, you know, so I had to follow somebody before I could lead. Eventually, I started doing it myself, and that's when I was getting great success. And the same thing with Jazz, right? She took the consultation. She followed. Now she's doing this all herself.
Going crazy.
Mm-hmm. So you got to follow before you lead. And I just think that book it teaches you how to be a great leader.
Yeah. Damn, that's hey, man. Y'all dropped a lot of value. I take that back. I got one more question for y'all. For somebody, like I said, that's listening, they want to start beyond just the business part. Let's talk about social media for a second. Mm-hmm. What's some of the things that y'all think they could do right now? Let's say they got no following. They got 100 followers and they want to start, grow their brand, get them some game right now that can help them. Because like I said, I see you going crazy right now. So give them some game on that.
I would say just start with posting, right? It don't have to be the best, but just start posting. And then I would say contact different like people in your industry or whatever industry you're in and, you know, provide value to them. Learn from them. I was watching your clips. Some of your clips on Instagram I put together like when you do the voiceover of people that's on your podcast.
Yeah.
And then you do like what you're working out. I took those like that idea, right? And I put it into like stories of clips that I have with people on my podcast. And just like something as simple as that, see people that you see as a success and emulate them.
That's game.
Study the greats, yeah.
A lot of people be scared to. They be like, man, I don't want to just do it. But it's not really doing what somebody else doing, because you got to you putting your own twist on it. Mm-hmm. You just kind of emulating the concept. You say, man, I like what they did. Like you just said, I like that, but I'm gonna put my own twist on it. You know what I'm saying? So. That's a $1 million gem right there. Yeah, if somebody already winning, they got a blueprint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I was talking to one of my homies. He was he started a podcast and he building it up. He said, bro, I'm gonna be real. I'll just watch your shit all day. And whatever you're doing, I'm gonna do something similar. And I'm like, hey, what's the saying called? He said
it's okay.
A rising tide raises all boats.
Okay.
So that's some real shit. Like if people really understand, that's some real shit. If you see somebody else winning, you can kind of do what they doing and you could take off too.
Exactly. Yeah. It's okay to be a copycat as long as you copy the right cat. That's how I see it.
And it's funny you say that too, because I like when I first started following Eli on Instagram, I was watching every time he posts a story, I'm watching it. I see you posting checks, I'm watching. I was like, I'm trying to do exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
I want to do exactly what he's doing.
In the mentorship that me and Jazz was in, because that's how we got connected, it was about 200 people in this mentorship.
Word.
And they're seeing me post check after check. I was literally getting deal after deal after deal. Only two people hit me up from that mentorship, Jazz and somebody else. And they're doing great at land, right? All 200 people had the same opportunity to hit me up, but they didn't do it. And now
they're gonna hit you up now, but that price ain't gonna be 300 no more.
Exactly.
It ain't gonna be 300 no more. But before you wrap up, man, I just wanna say I appreciate both of y'all taking the time to fly out here to get this episode done. This was dope, man. I know y'all gonna have a lot of people reaching out to y'all about that land, cause that's crazy, man. But before I let y'all go, plug all y'all stuff where people can find y'all, follow y'all. I know you got the text thing. Let them know all that stuff, your podcast, let them know everything.
Yeah, so you can follow me at Thy Book of Eli, ThyBook of Eli, Eli, on Facebook, Elijah Bryant. And then if you want to learn this land game, if you want to change your life and take your life to the next level, you could join my free webinar this Thursday. And I'm doing it for every Thursday. You could text land at
687-8876.
That
67.
Right? I'm gonna do that one more time.
You good? So I'm gonna put the link in the show notes. So you good?
Go okay. Ahead. So yeah, you could text land at 813-687-8867.
And you can follow me on Instagram at fucking awesome with two M's, and you can follow me on Facebook at Jasmine White.
Simple as that, man. Make sure y'all tap into everything they're doing. Like I was saying this episode, I love what y'all are doing, man. Like, Jazz, your story amazing. Elijah, your story amazing, bro. So I love it, and I definitely support it, man. So y'all should tap into everything they're doing. Like I said, I'm going to put that link in the show notes. So if y'all want to tap in, definitely tap in. And y'all can find me on all platforms at Xavier C. Miller and The Millionaire Mindsets on all platforms as well. And this is all I have on this episode of the Millionaire Mindsets Podcast. See you guys next week. Peace.
Gotta get your brain right if you're trying to make $1 million. If you ain't gonna do it for yourself, then do it for your mama. Only stay surrounded by them people if you know they solid. Elevate your hustle up today to double up your profit. Trying to learn some game, Xavier gonna talk about it. No, Deanna, speak that shit that everybody vouching. Ain't no more excuses valid. Get up off the couch and get up in your bag. To your bank account, need an accountant.